This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As negotiations continue between congressional Democrats and Republicans to reopen the government, U.S. President Trump resolutely demanded wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border, which Democrat lawmakers rejected. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if President Trump has been trying to negotiate with Democrats about ways to break the stalemate.
The White House and a number of administration officials have been in regular contact with Democrats. The president has sat down with Democrats a number of times. He's listened to things that they specifically said they wanted. He put them in his proposal.
Has he done anything since Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
The president's made a number of calls with people on the Hill as of people on his team.
At the Capitol, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, promised votes Thursday on Mr. Trump's proposals contained in a 1,200-page bill unveiled by Republicans. The Senate will also vote on a Democratic proposal. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports that the attorney for a suspected U.S. spy detained in Russia says his client was given classified information.
The lawyer for an American man, Paul Whelan, who's been held in Moscow on suspicion of spying, says his client was given a flash drive containing Russian state secrets before he was arrested, but he did not know he had them and had not looked at them. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, was detained in Moscow at the end of December and has made his first public appearance in a Moscow court to hear the appeal of his arrest.
AP's Charles De La Desma. The new national intelligence strategy outlined Tuesday comes as the government remain shut down. In it, it details how U.S. intelligence agencies are strategizing over the next 4 years while dealing with more chaotic world, a rapidly changing technology, a weakening of the Western-led international order, and persistent worries over uncertain funding.